From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. The ACLU is asking Governor Jay Inslee to step in and put on pause hospital mergers and affiliations. Many of these partnerships involve faith-based healthcare providers. The ACLU, along with 10 other local groups, sent a letter to the governor saying they're worried about these mergers and that they will hurt patients in the long run. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
The ACLU asked the governor to call for a six-month moratorium on all pending hospital transactions. The civil rights group says this would give state officials time to gather information on how these mergers or partnerships are affecting access to care. ACLU spokesperson Doug Honig says the concern is that secular hospitals could fall under control of religious organizations and be subject to church doctrine. If that happens, Honig says, patient care would be compromised. It would be driven by religious beliefs, not by patient needs.
This can affect people's ability to get end-of-life directives respected. It can affect access to reproductive care. It can affect access to care for lesbian and gay people.
The ACLU points out that in 2010, 26% of hospital beds in Washington state were in religious hospitals. Today, that figure is 40% and could be even higher by year's end. Hospital affiliations are not new, but the pace has picked up in the past few years because of economics. It's a way for hospitals, especially those in rural communities, to stay in business. Recently, UW Medicine came under fire after announcing its alliance with Peace Health, a Catholic nonprofit healthcare provider based in Vancouver, Washington. The CEO of UW Medicine tried to assure critics that the agreement won't stop it from providing controversial procedures, including elective abortion, birth control, and end-of-life care. But a spokesperson for Governor Inslee says he's concerned about the issue and has asked his staff to look at all available options to protect patients' access to medical services. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.
For more on this story, I'm joined by Stu Hennessy, Senior Vice President and Chief Legal Counsel at Peace Health. Peace Health is the nonprofit Catholic systems provider that you just heard about that recently formed an alliance with UW Medicine. Peace Health has four hospitals in Washington, another in Alaska, and also four hospitals in Oregon. Stu Hennessy, thanks for taking the time.
Ross, I'm a big supporter of NPR, so happy to participate.
Tell me, Stu, why do hospitals need to go to the state to ask for permission or approval of affiliations or mergers? It sounds the state has control over the ability of hospitals to do this?
Well, that's a good question. And in fact, in many circumstances, they don't. Situations that are now being discussed with the ACLU, in those situations, we did not need state approval. But the statute provides that if there's a sale, purchase, or lease of a hospital, then it does need to be reviewed.
Not an affiliation like what you put together with UW recently?
Correct. That certainly wouldn't trigger it, and neither did our arrangements in San Juan.
Now, I want to hear a little bit more about how this works at Peace Health facilities. The U.S. Catholic Bishop's Ethical and Religious Directives for Catholic Healthcare restrict services like abortion, birth control, sterilization, and end-of-life treatment. Are those directives from the bishops reflected in what is provided by your four hospitals in Washington State?
Well, Ross, let me be very clear about something, because I think there may be some misperception here. Peace Health has never taken any services out of a small community where it did a merger or a transaction. In every one of those cases, we've actually added services, not reduced them. So this discussion is not about those communities losing anything. We've brought actually more health care.
If you purchase a hospital, though, and it becomes a core part of your network, not just an affiliation, do you put in place restrictions on the services you provide based on what the Catholic bishops' ethical and religious directives say?
Well, first of all, you should know that we don't purchase hospitals. We certainly haven't to date. So the way this works is Peace Health only goes into communities where it has been invited. And we're very upfront about our moral beliefs, so communities are free to invite us or not. They could invite others. And we also believe that communities should be free to choose their health care. So if they choose us, they could also choose to invite others who would provide services we don't. But in those communities where we have gone in and set up hospitals, it is correct that, you know, in accordance with our moral beliefs, we don't provide abortion or physician-assisted suicide.
Artificial insemination, is that provided?
So now you're getting into an area where, and I hate to be legalistic about this, the definitions pertain, you know, mm-hmm. and some things are permissible and some aren't. In general, I would say it's not.
Okay. Now, you have this affiliation with UW Medicine. What does that mean? Does that have any bearing on the services that UW provides?
Absolutely not. In fact, I can remember a week or so ago when I saw the article in the Seattle Times, I was so surprised because this is an agreement. As you may know, Peace Health primarily operates hospitals in secondary cities and very small rural communities. And so we have patients who need more serious care than we can give, and we refer to that as sometimes a tertiary or quaternary care. And this agreement was simply an arrangement to say, gosh, we'd like to be able to set up a system where our patients can get to the University of Washington when they need the high levels of care. And in doing that, we'd like to hook up our electronic medical records with you so that the records are there when the patient shows up. And then lastly, we said, you know, it'd be great if you guys would train some of your docs when they're doing their residency rotations and whatnot. If they could come to some of our small communities and help provide care, that'd be great. So that's all the agreement said. And I'll tell you, when I read the article, I just thought, gosh, I wonder if we're talking about the same thing.
I've got one question about a wrinkle on that. When UW residents rotate into your four hospitals, they, I assume, would be required to follow the rules that you have about not providing abortions, not providing birth control, et cetera?
Well, I guess there are two answers to that, Ross. The first is that you are correct with regard to procedures, you know, that where you'd use a room, we don't provide that. So they wouldn't get that experience at our hospitals. They'd need to do that at another rotation. And, in fact, the rotations go through multiple hospitals.
Okay.
So the second issue, though, is that Peace Health believes very strongly in the sanctity of the patient-physician relationship. And so if it's not a procedure, we don't know what patients and their doctors talk about, and so if they want to talk about other things, that's between them, and we don't encourage or condone, but we really don't have a basis to know.
So what do you think about this call by the ACLU and other organizations for a six-month moratorium on approving hospital affiliations or mergers?
Well, I have a couple thoughts on it. First of all, you know, I would like to say I'm kind of an old-fashioned liberal, and I respect the ACLU, and I respect their concern for about freedom of reproductive choice. And all we're asking is that they respect our concern about religious freedom. You know, both are protected in the Constitution, and they need to be reconciled. You can't sacrifice one in favor of another. With regard to the request to the governor, it's... In my opinion, it's problematic in several respects. First of all, as a lawyer, I don't see anything in the statutes that would allow the governor to kind of impose by fiat moratorium on business transactions, you know. So that's a question. Secondly, I think that it's far too broad. If you're concerned about Catholic health care during mergers, maybe you could address that, but why would you stop all of them?
Well, let's find out. We have also on the line with us, stay with us, Stu Hennessy is Senior Vice President and Chief Legal Counsel with Peace Health, a nonprofit Catholic health care system. We're talking today about the issue that's been raised by the ACLU and others. They're as you just heard, calling on the governor to put a six-month moratorium on all pending hospital transactions, things like mergers and partnerships. They want to gather information about it. And Kathleen Taylor is with us. She's head of the ACLU of Washington. Kathleen, explain why the ACLU is calling for this moratorium.
Because I think we need some space for all parties to figure out what's going on and what the state of Washington's obligations. There's a statute that requires them to consider what the community health needs are and to for the Department of Health to assess that. That report, which was due, I think, in 2010, still isn't out. So there are some questions about what health care is available throughout the state, and what the role of the state is in ensuring that everybody in Washington has access to health care. But I want to go back and agree with a number of things that Mr. Hennessy said, the affiliation that the University of Washington is considering with Peace Health is a lot different from a merger, and there seems to be a lot of conflation of those two terms. It's clear that hospitals like Peace Health that do an important service in smaller communities need to have a way to be sure that their patients can have access to other medical services, and through the Affordable Care Act, there's a need for them to figure out how to provide those services easily to their patients. So an affiliation between a small hospital and a large facility like the University of Washington may well make sense in terms of being a way to easily transfer patients from one hospital to another. That is not necessarily the same thing as a merger. The letter of interest that was signed between the two entities, I don't think probably wasn't carefully enough crafted to make clear the simple mechanism that they want, which is a continuous care for their patients.
It sounds like that's not what you're as much concerned about as the possibility that a Catholic-affiliated provider would move into an area, maybe take over a secular hospital, absorb it, and then certain things would not be – there would be an inability to get abortion or birth control or some of these other services we've been talking about. If I read your press release correctly.
So that is much more the concern that we have.
Has that happened?
Yes, it has happened, and there are pending mergers that we think – ought to be put on hold until these issues are addressed. Because even if right now a true merger between Peace Health and another a small hospital occur, and Peace Health says that, well, while we have to follow the directives, we don't really enforce them. That's not a very good way to operate, and two, the patients need assurance that all best medical practices and best medical information will be provided to them, whether or not it's a Catholic institution.
Well, where has this happened that people are not being able to get these services because a religious affiliated hospital came in? And what are these pending mergers you say might increase this trend?
Well, one that we're looking at very specifically in terms of whether or not it can lawfully go through is in Skagit County and United General. And Peace Health wants to merge with United General, which is a publicly funded hospital. And in a case like that, we want to be sure that the new entity does not have to follow the ethical and religious directives of the Catholic bishops. And even if Peace Health says that they completely acknowledge the sanctity, interesting use of word, of the doctor and the patient privilege, the ERDs, the directives of the Catholic Church say that that the professional-patient relationship is never separated from the Catholic identity of the healthcare institution. So we have the directives that they are required to follow, and it's not just about the patients; it's about who they employ. Who they employ at Peace Health is also required to follow these directives. So there is some dissonance between policy and practice, and we think that the state of Washington needs to look into these things and be sure that the people in the state of Washington know what they're getting. And one part of this is transparency. Do people who go to a hospital know whether it is a hospital that bases all of its decisions on science, or is it a hospital that has a religious mission?
Well, I'm going to ask Stu Hennessy. I want to bring Stu Hennessy back into the conversation, Senior Vice President and Chief Legal Counsel at Peace Health. Stu, you just heard Kathleen Taylor talk about a specific example, a community general, a hospital she said that is looking at a merger with Peace Health and concerns about what that might mean for what is offered at that hospital. What would be offered at that hospital should this merger go through?
Well, Kathleen is technically not quite right. So first of all, it's not a merger that's being considered. It would be we would lease a facility and operate it. But and the state has already approved that. So that one's out of the gate. But let me speak to that because it's a perfect example. So United General Hospital is located in Cedro Woolley. It's a small community in the North Cascades, and it has genuinely struggled to maintain its facility. The finances are so difficult in healthcare. Now, United General invited us to come in, and when we looked at the services we would bring, we were not removing any services. This goes back to my prior statement to you, Ross. We're bringing additional services. We're not taking services out of the community. And if they want to invite other people in to provide things that we don't, that's just fine. They're free to do that. But all we're doing is trying to provide and preserve basic health care.
Okay. I want to go back to Kathleen Taylor. We're just about out of time. But what about the case where a community might be threatened with not having any facility at all, and the idea that perhaps the facility would not provide abortion or birth control, but it would provide a whole range of other health needs in that community. In a case like that, would stopping that sort of merger or joint agreement from going through be in the best interest of community health, which is what you say we should look at here, Kathleen?
Absolutely. That is a very good point, and that's why we want a moratorium, so that we can find a solution that is not an either-or situation. Obviously, everybody wants to have care. But I must remind you, it's not just abortion or reproductive contraception. It is also whether your end-of-life directives are going to be followed.
Right.
It's important not only for birth, but it's important for everybody that has surgery, end-of-life directive. So we need to pause here. It's not an either-or situation. The ACLU believes we can find some ways to move forward that provides a lot more transparency to what's going on, and which does not use state tax dollars to support religious practices.
Finally, what have you heard from the governor's office? He's made some. We've heard from through a spokesperson he's concerned about this as an issue. But when will you get a word from him whether he will go along with your suggestion that there be this 6-month moratorium, Kathleen Taylor?
I can't tell you when he's going to answer, but I have heard too that they're seriously looking at this. That we've provided a lot of information. It's very complicated, as you can tell, even from the conversation here.
Yeah.
It's a difficult and long-standing issue that we have to solve before all of our hospitals only provide limited information and care.
Okay, we're going to leave it there for now. It sounds like we'll be discussing this again. Kathleen Taylor heads up the ACLU of Washington. Thank you for your time. And thanks to Stu Hennessy, Senior Vice President, Chief Legal Counsel with Peace Health. You're listening to The Conversation. I'm Ross Reynolds.